Riverfront Packing President Dan Ritchie tells what he and other growers and packers last week told visiting agricultural negotiator E.C. Siddiqui of the U.S. Trade Representative's office regarding European Union restrictions on canker-symptomatic fresh Florida citrus.
It's a single message with one clear ask, and that is to elevate the non-tariff trade barrier that's been imposed upon us from shipping grapefruit to Europe to a high level at the USTR so that during the time of any conversations regarding agricultural trade, that this will be one item that will be raised by Ambassador Siddiqui with his counterparts in Europe requesting relief due to the non-scientific basis of their argument, which precludes us from shipping fruit into their country unless it is from a canker-free grove and totally canker-free lesion-wise, which is not what anyone else in the world requires. Our specific ask is for him to approach the EU and ask for relief from the requirements that they've imposed upon us and to request that they acknowledge the science that is the basis for this ask and further acknowledge that the rest of the world has accepted it, and to acknowledge furthermore that this is a non-tariff trade barrier and very protectionist, and it is possibly in conflict with the World Trade Organization requirements. The risk is infinitesimal that a lesioned piece of fruit that goes through a packing house process and is shipped to a country that has citrus, the risk is infinitesimal that it will spread the disease. Fruit is not the vector to spread this disease. Plant material is, and we have a body of science that was a collaboration of global scientists from all regions of the world that came to that conclusion.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.